the only thing I'll see is...
No religion. It doesn't matter about religions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Religions don't get you to heaven. Jesus does.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
is a perfect religion, though.
Huh?
There is a perfect religion according to the Word of God. You know what it is?
7 day Adventists.
No.
They take...
Oh, no. The 7 day Adventists were invented by Ellen White. That she was a false prophetess. Here's the perfect religion. James 1:27. Pure religion is looking after widows and orphans. That's God's heart.
Yep.
And then the Bible says, keeping yourself unspotted from the world. Yep. That means come out of the culture, come out of all the false religion.
Yep. Well, you don't have to stop living in this earth, do you?
Well, we're in the world, but we're not
of
it.
We're living in sin.
We don't live in sin.
We're virgins in this world. We come out virgins with demons on us. Right?
Well, we don't live in sin. I would disagree with that. We live in the world, but we're not of it.
Right now?
Oh, demons are around us, but we don't live in sin. Meaning, we don't live in sin.
No.
Oh, that's what you said.
No,
we live in this.
Trying to resent these people.
Yeah, I think the explanation is here. There's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of Christ that's in the heart of His people.
That's where I'm at.
And there's a kingdom of Satan, which is this culture, politics, sports, entertainment, church systems. But the fruit, Jesus said, if you're of my fold, if you're my sheep, you hear my voice, that's Jesus' word, and you follow it. And if you follow that, you come out of the culture in every false way. And guess what happens when that happens? It transforms.
And we all trip up every day.
Well, we don't have to.
We
don't have to.
Oh, you do.
You don't have to. No.
Unless you might. I'm just saying, if you don't sin, then there's no need for you here, because you might want to get up to heaven.
Well, no.
You know,
it's not that we don't sin, it's that we don't live in sin. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Difference between stumbling into sin and then repenting and leaving it. Most American Christians and American people live in sin.
Oh, yeah.
They practice sin.
Sure. So they don't even know the no difference.
Yeah, the fruit of God's people is we walk in holiness. You know what holiness means?
Yeah, I am holy.
What does it mean?
I don't sin. I don't do. I do right by everybody.
Yeah, that's part of it.
I take my Sabbath. I'm with my Lord every.
What is
Sabbath.
Your Sabbath?
Today.
Oh, yeah. No, Sabbath.
Some people think it's Sunday. You know?
No, it's not Sunday. It's not Saturday. The Sabbath rest today is Jesus. Hebrew 4 tells us.
I worship
in His work.
I worship Him every day.
Right. That is what we're supposed to do.
Morning to dusk. Every day.
That is what we're supposed to do. But there is no more Sabbath period. No Sabbath day.
Because you've got to get your faith
strong. There's no more Sabbath day. The Sabbath wasn't taught to the Gentiles in the New Testament. That's just are you a 7 day Adventist guy?
Sure am.
Yeah. Ellen White was a false prophet. She said the greatest commandment was keep the Sabbath.
That's your opinion, right?
No. She said the greatest, that's one of her writings. I got an article on her on my website. Yeah. She said the greatest command was keeping Sabbath. What did Jesus say was the great command?
How many people in this world
love God, love your neighbor is a great command.
Oh yeah, love your neighbor.
But not the Sabbath.
How many
don't
even think they're Christians and they think they're going to church and that's it for the Sabbath, all right? They leave the church and they go to work, or they think about work, they think everything about work, or money. Greed is number one tool.
Love of money is the root of all evil, I agree.
A better tool.
I agree. But when the blood of Christ transforms us through repentance and we're born again and we're walking in holiness and obedience and we're enduring the faith, guess what happens? Your life conforms to the Word of God. And like when it comes to like the Seventh-day Adventist religion, the Bible says if you're going to keep a true Sabbath, if you're going to keep a Sabbath rest, you know what it says?
Yeah.
Riding a bike is labor. You're working.
That's your opinion.
No, that's what the Bible says. It said didn't even pick up
this
sticks.
This is where I'm with my Lord.
He said don't even pick up sticks. Men were stoned for picking up sticks.
All right.
So what I would encourage you to do is don't worry about the Sabbath time period.
Yep.
Jesus is the Sabbath rest, and what you have to do is forget the 7 day Adventist religion. They're going to lead you astray. You have to follow the commandments of God, and guess what it's going to change? How you dress your temple, how you live, what you listen to, what you do with your life. It's going to change. And if that hasn't changed...
Everything changes when you go to the Lord.
Right, but if that hasn't changed,
that's
are you really obeying Him?
Away.
He does. Yeah. Are you really obeying Him if all those hasn't happened?
Yeah, I'm following as best as this human can.
Because I've never met a Seventh-day Adventist that keeps the commandments and the teachings of Jesus. They keep a bunch of man-made traditions, which Jesus said makes your worship in vain in Mark 7.
Do you work?
I used to.
Okay.
I'm retired. I labor and I support myself. My brother labors with his hands. Yeah. I don't have to work anymore. I labored and I support myself.
Yeah.
Don't take people's money. But what does my working have to do with anything?
Evil. Money is so evil.
Money's not evil.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not.
I can tell you, 100.
No. Okay. The Bible says the love of money is the root.
I got to go enjoy my ride here.
The love of money. Lord. You're working on your Sabbath.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm with my Lord.
You're working.
He knows it. Me and my Lord, me and my Jesus.
There's a different Jesus?
We have a bond. We do. We do.
Okay.
I believe that. And I believe you got yours with your Jesus.
There's more than one Jesus?
No.
There's one Spirit, one God, one Lord, one Word, one body. How come we're not united in one body? Why did the Seventh-day Adventists set themselves apart as a separate body? Because they're a woman-made religion. Ellen White, a false prophetess.
She made religions.
She made the first Seventh-day Adventist church.
Who made the Catholic?
Even worse. Even worse.
Well, it doesn't matter.
See, you, if you're part of that, you're going to be... But wait, I love you. If you're part of that, you're going to be sent away because you're keeping man-made or woman-made traditions. I don't want that for you.
About woman.
That's the Seventh-day Adventist church.
Yeah.
God didn't create it. Man did.
Yeah.
Would you repent of that and follow Christ in spirit and truth? Not in the Seventh-day Adventist church, you're not.
And I'm going to Jesus. I might see you up there.
Ponder that.
I really might see you.
Ponder that.
Because I'm going there.
Look up my article on the Seventh-day Adventist.
Level. My next mission is go to heaven.
Look up.
And I am going there.
Look up my article on the Seventh-day Adventist church.
I don't deny you. You're not going. I hope you go there.
I'm not denying. I'm just trying to help you. Love and correction is part of
Jesus.
Godly ways.
I'll die for him right now.
And if I see people, but that doesn't mean you'll live for him.
I live for him. I do live for him.
How do we know someone lives for God?
Well, ask my friends.
How do you know someone lives for God?
Because he talks about him every day, every moment he can. That's why I stopped here.
That's not true. Jesus said you can worship him with your lips, but your hearts are far from him, not obeying the commandments.
Yeah,
Matthew 15.
There's a lot of people like that.
There are.
Oh, sure.
And I think Seventh-day Adventist people are like that.
And maybe you are too.
No, I live it.
See,
I live
everything. They deny that too.
Show me my sin. I don't follow.
They say no.
I don't follow man-made religion, sir.
They say no.
I don't follow man-made religion. Show me my sin.
No, I hear it. I hear it. I don't believe in religions neither.
But you keep the Seventh-day Adventist religion.
I go to the church.
That is religion. Man-made.
I go to church to worship.
No.
Bible study.
You can't unite to man-made religion and worship a God of truth when you're following man-made lies and error.
You're following your own.
No, I'm following the Word of God.
Okay.
Yeah, following the Word of God. I love you. Ponder the Seventh-day Adventist church. They're deceiving you.
All right.
You need to repent and come out and walk in spirit and truth, because if your heart's transformed, you'll hear the Word of God. If your heart's not transformed, you're just going to be blind to your bike riding and your Seventh-day Adventist faith that's going to lead you to your damnation.
Okay, I'll talk to him. You know how much miracles he's done for my life?
That's not going to save you, sir. Only the gospel saves. Satan does miracles.
I've got a gun in my mouth twice.
Satan does miracles.
You don't think the Lord hasn't saved me?
He might have saved you from killing yourself. That doesn't mean he's going to save your soul, sir. The gospel alone saves. We love you. Repent and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, not man-made religion.